HarperCollins presents A White Christmas on Winter Street by Sue Moorcroft, read by Hannah Brown. Chapter 1. Skye ended her call and turned back to her laptop. "Sounds as if Ramsay will hit his deadline," she told Freddy. "Good," he murmured, without looking up from his computer. From her place at the third desk in the office, Minnie, Skye's trainee property development manager, chipped in with one of her pointed comments. "On that call, you referred to Freddy as your brother, but he's not. He was your foster brother. That's all." Several months ago, streetwise Freddy Walker had fallen for Minnie, so hard that Skye thought she heard the crash. Upmarket Minnie, despite her expensive pixie haircut and Queen's English, had fallen for him right back. Her friends referred to him as Minnie's bit of rough. Nevertheless wowed by the golden skin and dark ringlets that came courtesy of his long-gone Trinidadian grandmother. He'd once shown Skye a photo of a beaming woman in a tropical garden, hair in a red scarf, and Skye had envied him knowing a grandparent, as much as she envied him the complexion that never went pink and freckled like hers. "We're as near siblings as either of us has," Skye told Minnie crisply, and returned to making notes. Silence fell, but for the rumble of traffic outside in Cambridge Business Park and clattering keyboards from the admin office next door. It gave Skye a hollow ache that Freddy didn't curb Minnie's snark. Okay, she and Freddy had only shared a foster home for 13 months, the happiest part of Skye's childhood. But then Freddy had let Skye sleep on his floor when, at 16, she had left her wayward, unreliable mother, Trish Murray, and dared anyone to make her return. She had changed her name by deed poll and stuck with Terran, of the Earth, ever since. Now Skye, 39, and Freddy, 43, she helped him run Freddy Walker Acquisitions. Freddy felt like Skye's brother. She wished he'd stand up for their relationship when his girlfriend dismissed it. She checked the time. The registration deadline for tomorrow's property auction was 3 p.m, and she planned to attend in person. She'd hung that on not wanting Freddy Walker Acquisitions to miss out if the internet connection failed at the crucial moment. But the pull was really about the property. The corner house being in Middledip, the village where Skye and Freddy had been cared for by a lovely foster mum, known to her children as Nan Heather. At the same time, Minnie beamed at Freddy. "Ready for lunch, Fred?"
"Yep," Freddy answered economically, but with a fond smile for his beloved. Skye watched them pulling on coats, so incapable of taking their eyes from each other that they struggled with zips and buttons. As he exited, Freddy called back to Skye.
"See you later, mate."
He called everyone mate, regardless of gender. Freddy had risen from underprivileged kid to bricklayer, to foreman, to project manager, to making money hand over fist as a developer, but had never bothered to adjust his accent and vocabulary to go with his posh cars and smart clothes. Skye, in contrast, had listened to others to learn a more refined way to speak. After a couple of minutes, Skye heard car doors slamming and the growl of Freddy's Lexus. She rose, made coffee, then took out her sandwich to nibble as she clicked through her business emails, reading a couple of reports, then replying to a client who was ready to invest in a new project. Next, she turned to her personal inbox. An October newsletter from a travel company reminded her that she'd yet to decide on her Christmas break.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?